This is one of the most wonderful studies that believers can have, a study on the assurance of salvation. Let's open our Bibles to 1 John. And in fact, as we study the epistle of 1 John, we basically are engaged in a whole epistle geared to direct us toward this wonderful truth of assurance. In fact, you will remember, if you go back to chapter 1 of 1 John and verse 3, it says that our fellowship, at the end of the verse, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write, verse 4, so that our joy may be made complete. John is writing so that those of us who have fellowship with the Lord may enjoy that fellowship to the max. In the 5th chapter of this epistle and the 13th verse, John again says why he's writing, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life." Knowing that you have eternal life, possessing assurance, is necessary to complete joy. You cannot fully enjoy your salvation without the confidence that it is really yours. Before us, as we move through this epistle, in chapter 3, verse 19, is another verse that is addressed at the same issue. Chapter 3, verse 19, "We shall know by this that we are of the truth and shall assure our heart before Him." John says, "I want you to know, I want you to be sure, I want you to have joy." The issue then throughout this epistle is the assurance of salvation. It's not the only issue. John is also helping us to delineate who the true Christians are and who the false are. The fallout for being able to do that discerning is to be able to discern your own spiritual condition. We shall know, from the word ginosko, which means to find out. We shall find out that we are of the truth. The written truth, Scripture, the incarnate truth, Jesus Christ, to which we belong, and consequently shall assure our hearts before Him. It's the Greek word patho, which means to persuade or to pacify or to win over with confidence. John is saying we are able to know that we belong to the truth and to enjoy strong assurance, persuaded confidently that we belong to God.